2020 certainly threw us a curveball. A global pandemic, the resurgence of the racial justice movement, the US presidential election, murder hornets of all things, and more. And as a human, that can be a lot to navigate, let alone a business owner. Hi, I'm Carly Myers, your friendly stress management expert, and I'm the founder and leader here at the Stress Less Company, where we help female leaders who are overworked and exhausted find the peace and freedom that they desire. And this month on the Stress Less Show, we're going to be talking about how to thrive in business during these exceptional times, a topic I was actually inspired to bring to the show by my very own mentor, Heather Dominick. And so I thought, who better to bring on the show than her? So let's welcome Heather Dominick, creator of BusinessMiracles.com, training entrepreneurs and leaders to create more impact and more income with less effort by doing things differently since 2010. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so looking forward to this conversation, Carly.
Absolutely. So for those of us who aren't familiar with you, Heather, would you mind sharing a little bit of how you ended up here as the founder and leader of Business Miracles?
Gosh, I will try to be as succinct as possible. I think probably the first thing to share is that I've been self-employed for almost 20 years, and my business has gone through various iterations, all based on where I am in my own evolution and process. And, you know, the latest iteration has really been to support entrepreneurs and leaders who tend to, you know, scale more towards the highly sensitive side of the self-processing system, and how to really be able to use those strengths that are part of being highly sensitive to really be able to excel as an entrepreneur and as a leader. And as you've already so beautifully said, 2020 has given us all an opportunity to raise the bar, if you will, in terms of who we're meant to be, how we're meant to be doing what we're here to do, and how to really be setting ourselves up to be able to excel, to be of service, and also to be taking care of ourselves at the same time. It's a new level, a new form of leadership, and that's what we need to be all about as we go forward from here.
Yeah, well, so that's a perfect segue, because I wanted to have you share a little bit in terms of what you think would be supportive on how, you know, for the business owners, the leaders that are listening into this episode, how they could really find themselves thriving during these exceptional times. As we record this, we're almost exactly a year after the pandemic, or at least the economy shut down. So
yeah, incredible. I think the most important factor to focus on first is the willingness to accept the opportunity that things are different now. And to be able to really excel in business, to be able to excel as a leader, while also to, you know, keep your stress level managed and calm, which I know is so much of your area of expertise and what you focus on, is for all of us to, you know, stop trying to get things back to how they were, or stop trying to operate in this new paradigm from the old metric of pre-pandemic. The more that we can allow our mindset to shift into the opportunity that we're all being given as a result of this pandemic, to think about things differently and to do things differently, truly the easier things are going to be.
Yeah, it's funny that you share that, like the pre-pandemic, you know, path, if you will. I was just talking to my partner the other day about where my life would have gone if the pandemic hadn't hit. I was planning on traveling the country to do speaking. I was going to be on a plane almost every other week. And meanwhile, not even realizing that I was basically and visibility and vulnerability here that I was basically about to create the prison, my own prison, because what I valued most was time. And so the pandemic gave me an opportunity to say, wait a second, and really make that pivot and do things differently. So I love that you shared that there's this kind of pre-pandemic path and pre-pandemic goals, and then there's the opportunity to shift.
That's right. That's right. And keyword is opportunity. And again, the more that that can be embraced, which is really just a skill of leadership overall, right, is to not get rigidly stuck on one path, but to be in this consistent space of creative solution and creative possibilities. And, you know, where the tide or the flow is directing us, if you will. And so again, the more that we're able to embrace that, we're able to lean into it, we're able to work with what we've, again, all been given. Nobody asked for a pandemic, but it is what we've been given. The more we'll come out, you know, of this time that truly is an opportunity for betterment. If we resist it and we try to just force things back to how they were, again, it's gonna feel a lot harder and be much more frustrating and definitely also more stressful.
Yeah. So for someone who is finding themselves in that frustrated state, maybe they are in that resistance. They're like, I just want things to go back to normal. I just want, you know, insert thing that would have maybe been normal for them pre-pandemic. Is there something like a small tip that you would recommend or a small action that you would recommend someone take who's feeling that resistance, but they want to let it go?
Yeah, for sure. You know, so the first is just to recognize, right, that you are feeling the resistance, but you also want to let it go. That's a beautiful step in the right direction. The next step from there is to, you know, spend some time inquiring, investigating into, you know, what is it that I really am wanting about that quote unquote normal? Because it's never really about the thing, right? It's always about what's beneath the thing. So whatever quote unquote normal that you're trying to get back to, why? And what are you looking to most importantly feel as a result of that new normal? And then to take it to a next step is to begin to explore all the ways that you can have that feeling, though it will look different than what it was. And definitely for that step three, it can be really helpful, not necessary, and also not helpful for everyone, but sometimes helpful, you know, to have a trusted person or people, a group that you can, you know, just be in creative process with that can help you to be able to, you know, brainstorm, map out, dig a little bit deeper to, you know, what, again, you're looking to try to get back to as part of the normal and open up to all kinds of possibilities of what that can look like as we, you know, go forward through and beyond these exceptional times.
Yeah. And actually that's a beautiful segue because I think one of the things that I was feeling is that I really wanted this sense of connection and this sense of belonging. That was one of the things that I really missed as part of the pandemic. And then I found myself engaging in this thing that you do called the weekly activations. Would you mind sharing a little bit more about that?
Oh yeah, of course. So the weekly activations are part of many of the additional value add-on support pieces I put in place as a result of our global pandemic to support the community members that I serve in the highly sensitive leadership training programs and Business Miracles community, and to support anyone and everyone who's looking for, as you said, that extra connection. So the weekly activation started in June 2020, very soon after, and as part of the systemic racist experience and situation of the death of George Floyd. And the weekly activations combine the 50 principles from the psychological and spiritual curriculum of A Course in Miracles with leadership training. So I have been a student of the course since I was 14 years old, and very, you know, happy and proud to say I'm turning 50 next month. So it's been quite a while. And it's a really, really powerful way to start the week. It's just 30 minutes. And again, we connect into one of the 50 principles, make the connection to leadership, and I give an assignment and an opportunity for Q&A every week. So I've just, you know, received feedback after feedback of how helpful and supportive it is to be in a different space, into that kind of, you know, creative solution aspect that I was sharing earlier, which is so needed to help us all go from wanting our old normal into the creative space of what new normal is meant to look for each and every one of us. Those are the weekly activations.
Yeah. And it's beautiful that you share that, because we share in terms of the Stress Less method, you know, with my community, the very first step that each and every one of my clients takes is to deepen our spiritual understanding. And this is a practice that I put into place every Monday morning. It's the start of my week. It's the start of the energy, and it's been incredibly helpful. So we'll make sure, everyone, that there is a link to sign up for that in the show notes. So make sure that you check that out. Now, we do want to know, let us know in the comments, especially if you're listening to this on social media, what would you like to let go of? And perhaps what would you like to let in 2021? Now, if you're feeling overworked and exhausted, I've got great news. The Stress Less Company works with high achieving executives, business owners, and managers just like you to find that sense of peace and freedom that they desire. And as a result of our work together, they not only learn how to deepen their spiritual connection, but they also learn the tactical tools so that they can experience more free time, more efficiency, and yes, even more prosperity. It sounds pretty great, right? Well, you can apply for a complimentary stress assessment today to start the conversation about working together. Simply visit stresslessco.com/apply for more information and to apply. Now, this concludes this episode of the Stress Less Show. And I want to give one last big shout out to my mentor, Heather Dominic. Thank you so much for coming on.
So happy to be here.
Absolutely. So if you've enjoyed this week's episode, let us know by leaving us a review, subscribing, or if you're listening in on social, by liking, commenting, and of course, sharing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.